April.
19 songs from the various countries and the marks by the judges. Called Time Dance. you think of that one? Hey, absolutely brilliant. Langstein, Time Dance. Certainly readily available over here in Ireland. I don't know about over there in Britain, where no doubt we have loads of listeners this Easter Sunday morning. So if you can't find it available over there, just drop us a line here to Southside Radio, the Hotel Victor, Dún Laoghaire, County Dublin in the Republic of Ireland, and we'll see what we can do for you. That same address for your reception reports and programming comments and all that kind of thing. Southside Radio, the Hotel Victor, Dún Laoghaire. Now that is spelled D-U-N-L-A-O-I-R-E, County Dublin in the Republic of Ireland. We'll be back after the commercials with our first big feature of the morning. It's radio station OZ-FM, Down Under in Australia.
It was late December 1965 when two of Ireland's finest mechanics, known to the trade as Declan and Joe, decided to start working together.
And now, 16 years later, Wheels & Company are South Dublin's leading general car repair service. Wheels & Co. have proved that they can repair any type of car faster and probably more efficiently than anyone else. And if your car is Fiat, Wheels & Co. are specialists in Fiat. But it doesn't stop there. Wheels & Co. offer a top-class panel beating and spray painting service. Wheels & Co., the people who know what they're talking about. If you've tried the rest, how about trying the best? Wheels & Co., open 9 to 5.30 Monday to Friday, beside Carrick Stores, Carrick Road in Dún Laoghaire. Phone 852897.
Gordon's in Coral Scores, opposite the Magic Carpet, have some Easter eggs left. So if you find yourself in an emergency situation, or your kids have finished their Easter eggs, go to Gordon's in Coral Scores, and he will supply all the Easter eggs you need.
Now, you can find exactly what you're looking for in jeans, shirts, and all kinds of casual wear. Man at Trampas and Lady at Trampas. The quality's the same, upstairs or downstairs. And the way Trampas looks after you is worth getting to know. Trampas, always friendly and always willing to help. At Upper George's Street, opposite the shopping centre, Dún Laoghaire. The Dorky Island Hotel, in its idyllic setting, overlooking beautiful Dorky Island and Dublin Bay. Sparkling seas, romantic islands, and luxuriously appointed surroundings. The perfect setting for your wedding reception, with all the facilities you need. Its breathtaking restaurant and cuisine, spacious function rooms, and the friendly, relaxed atmosphere that's made the Dorky Island Hotel famous. Perfect for conferences, weddings, or just a relaxing evening out. Because whatever the occasion, it's bound to be a success at the Dorky Island Hotel.
Take someone special out for a meal this weekend. The Wishbone Restaurant Sandy Cove for an excellent service and friendly atmosphere. Open today, Easter Sunday, 12 midday to 10 p.m. Also open tomorrow, Easter Monday, from 12 midday to 10 p.m. also. Wishing all our patrons a very happy Easter from all in the Wishbone Restaurant Sandy Cove.
Ladies, high fashion and low prices is a combination difficult to find. But there is one place. Dorky Fashions, 24 Castle Street Dorky, are very exclusive. We stock evening and cocktail dresses, in fact dresses for all occasions. Hand-picked French coordinates imported from the world's leading fashion centre. And we stock a large range of blouses, coats, jackets and knitwear, all at very reasonable prices, and negligees by David Napier of Paris. Dorky Fashions are the only stockers of Playtex foundations in Dorky, but what makes us so exclusive is our personal attention and friendly service. Call in and see Marie-Thérèse, Anne-Marie, and you'll know what I mean. Dorky Fashions at 24 Castle Street, Dorky, opposite Quinsworth, for high fashion at low prices.
And from Dorky, just down the road to Australia, 10,000 miles away.
Sending you TW. I hope I never have to see you again. Well then. It was Van Morrison and Them before that, Here Comes the Night, and Jamie Walter this afternoon, reminding you to keep your radio here for more news on the Better Music Monitor Phase 2. We've got a couple of new ways to check up on you, and give away another $1,000 in cash. Tell you more soon. It's 10 to 5.
Parramatta, Sydney. Jonathan Tweed, budding roller skaters, when asked by his lady love of 7 years, Sherilyn, to discuss things over dinner...
With Mum and Dad.
...replied...
I'm not eating. I'm skiing.
thus ending their relationship.
Oh!
Today, Jonathan Tweed and his empty ski yogurt carton stand tall simply for uttering those immortal words.
I'm not eating. I'm skiing.
Oh!
While Jonathan, completing a correspondence course on human understanding, indulges regularly in fresh, fruity ski yogurt.
Oh. Kindergarten, absent.
This Wednesday is the first day of school. The teachers won't be there. They're going on strike. Teachers are unemployed. Salary levels are the lowest ever. Mr. Rand can solve these problems. On the first day of school, there won't be any teachers because the government hasn't done its homework.
Mr. Rand? Mr. Rand?
Spoken by R. Bruning, S. Gore, S. Bourne, written by B. Mainfield, 300 Sussex Street, Sydney, for the New South Wales Teachers Federation.
Cooler on a summer day.
Or a summer night.
With a cool summer lawn.
Cool summer night.
A cold Mars bar. Cool chocolate, cool caramel.
Mmm, a creamy cold summer night.
It's hard to cool it in summer.
4:51, updating the news. New South Wales public school teachers may strike again next week if their representatives don't get satisfaction from Premier Rann over pay demands. A large meeting at Wentworth Park and other gatherings around the state today have voted for another strike next Wednesday unless there's a breakthrough in the dispute. Teachers Federation President Barry Mainfield says the ball is now in the government's court.
Our offer to Mr. Rann is to meet with him unconditionally at any time. Look, the teachers are at the end of their tether. That's why 85 to 90% of them, an unprecedented number, are on strike today. They're in support of the Federation's position, and if it becomes necessary, they'll have to take the serious step to stop again next week.
There are now two threats to our air services. The first, and potentially the most effective, is once again the possibility of radar technicians placing bans on the servicing of navigation aids. They meet tomorrow, and industrial action is almost certain. On top of this comes a dispute between Transport Australia and the Electrical Trades Union. On the same issue as the radar problem, job reclassification. The ETU has directed its members to ban the servicing of a vital piece of refuelling equipment, which is used on large international aircraft. The men meet tomorrow as well. Federal governments welcome the return to single-digit inflation, but says the fight against inflation will continue to receive priority.
If you could only see through my eyes, then you know just what I'm TW. Cliff Richard from the album I'm No Hero.
Dream it. Here with Jamie Walter. It's 3 to 5 next hour. A pretty good lineup. I suggest you hang around. We've got some Elton John to play. Also a bit of Carly Simon. Metal as anything. And the Police too.
The sparkling taste of summer. Cool and fresh and light. A wine to take you through the day and through the night. A wine that goes with all the pleasures of a day.
Keep that party mood topped up right through summer with Kaiser Stuhl Summer Wine. Sparkling white and icy cold.
A wine that flows with all the pleasures of a day.
Because there's nothing in the world can beat the ice-cold feeling of summer wine now at a special party price.
To all you kids who just know your pimples are going to come back, here's good news. OxyWash. OxyWash attacks pimples even before they're pimples. When all that's there is...
Join in for breakfast on the new CUW.
Big feature for this morning over to Australia, radio station OZFM. And a big thank you to Hugh and Jackie down there in Monkstown for supplying us with that particular recording there. Hope you're both having an absolutely amazing Easter. 7 minutes away from 12 midday on Southside Radio International from Dublin, Ireland.
Well, well, I never thought I'd see the day when Kevin Murphy finally got round to cutting the grass. So would you leave it alone, Kevin, and come on for a round of golf?
You must be joking. With this new Toro mower I got from Kelly's Hardware, cutting the grass is a pleasure.
Kelly's Hardware, Dorkey, not only sell that new Toro mower and Plymouth range of hover mowers, but also sell and service any type of lawnmower. Up till now, cutting the grass was a job. Now you can make it a joy with full backup repair service in our own workshop on old stock. And where can you stock your garden tools and more? In one of Kelly's garden sheds, 8x6, delivered and erected for only £180. Kelly's also stocked timber and cut it to any size. Carry a full range of garden tools and why don't you pop in and see our DIY department? Kelly's Hardware, Dorkey, open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6, phone 858-233.
Take someone special out for a meal this weekend to the Wishbone Restaurant Sandy Cove for an excellent service and friendly atmosphere. Open today, Easter Sunday, 12 midday to 10 p.m. And open tomorrow also, Easter Monday, from 12 midday to 10 p.m. Wishing all our patrons a very happy Easter from all at the Wishbone Restaurant in Sandy Cove.
The colours of Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia is a fantastic place for a holiday. There's always something new and exciting and different to see and do. It's a friendly city. Springtime in Melbourne, that's September through November, is just beautiful, with Melbourne's world-famous parks and gardens a blaze of colour. And of course, there's top racing too, with the Derby, the Oaks and the Melbourne Cup all contested during the spring. Summer in Melbourne, December through February, means beach weather, with surfing and sunbaking for everyone, and plenty of top cricket and tennis and golf. Melbourne in autumn, March through May, is a sightseer's paradise, with the trees turning red and gold all around, and the internationally acclaimed Moomba Festival happening right throughout the city. Melbourne, Australia. Come and see Melbourne. Fares start at a low, low £422 one way or £639 return ex-Dublin. When you book through Club Travel, 30 Lower Abbey Street, Dublin. Phone Dublin 72992.
Why don't you come and see Melbourne?
The Red Corner Shop does it again! We've got three containers of bankrupt stock, which must be cleared within 2 weeks. Yes, three containers full. And we're offering all this fabulous furniture to you for virtually nothing. Everything must go in 14 days, regardless of cost. And no reasonable offer will be refused. There's never been a sale like it. This time we've gone completely mad. We're giving it all away. And you can't afford to miss us. Hurry, hurry, hurry to the Red Corner Shop for the sale of the century. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street, open 7 days a week.
You can have a rest now, Tony.
Darling, have you locked the back door?
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute now.
Come on, kids. It's not every Sunday afternoon your dad takes you for a drive. Okay, where are we off to?
Well, Billy was telling me about a furniture center just outside Bray called
Kilcrony Furniture.
That's right. It's got 20,000 square feet of continental shellhouse furniture.
Gosh, that must be one of the largest displays around.
It is.
How do we get there?
Well, keep your eyes open for the Kilcrony signpost when we get past Bray on the dual carriageway to Kilmechanic.
Okay. Oh, we'll stop for coffee on the way.
No need to. They've got it all there. Coffee, tea, and orange for the kids, and it's all free.
You know, now that I think about it, we really do need new furniture.
Kilcrony Furniture Centre, here we come!
Kilcrony Furniture Centre, open 12 to 6 every day except Monday. Telephone 867-118.
Ladies, come and see our great new range of cottons for spring and summer at Tony Whelan's of Dunleary. There's jeans and tops in fashionable pastel shades by Pepe and Wally's, and a range of summer wear that's cool, comfortable, and just right for those sunny days ahead. Tony Whelan, the in-store at 57 to 58 Georgia Street, Dunleary.
For the very first time in Ireland is a Chinese restaurant specializing in Peking cuisine. Peking cuisine is exclusive to Ireland, but so is Le Rendezvous. It's different. It's special. But Le Rendezvous also cater for a full range of European dishes. For reservations, phone 803-205. Le Rendezvous, the restaurant with a difference, where you can wine, dine in a relaxing atmosphere, and dance to the very latest sounds under the most exotic lighting system in Ireland. Le Rendezvous, open every evening from 6 p.m. till 2 in the morning. Georgia Street, Dunleary, 100 yards from the People's Park. Phone 803-205.
All I play, you see, girl.
I'm being 13 on a tree.
It's a case of original is best. Much prefer the original version by Chas Jankel of that song, I Know Corrida. And you heard there the brand new version from Quincy Jones, a well-known man for producing such people as the brothers Johnson and Michael Jackson. 2.5 minutes after 12 midday on Southside Radio International. And time now for station news, free radio and radio news all combined. But first of all, I'll tell you that we have brand new Southside Radio car stickers. And they're triangular, and they say Southside Radio 300 on them, with a rather nice SSR logo. Now, they're available for free. All you have to do is send us a stamped address envelope, and we'll send you an SSR car sticker, or two SSR car stickers. Doesn't matter how many you want. I'm sure we can fish out the number you need. So, come on, get writing, and show everyone what your favorite station is this summer, and transform your car into something special, it says here. Right, just before we do get into that news, give you a blast of our competition again. We want you to guess how many listeners and viewers Radio and Tele Luxembourg have throughout Europe. And remember that Radio Luxembourg isn't just the Radio Luxembourg you hear in the evening. There's a German service, a French service, and an Italian service, and also two TV services. And they broadcast right throughout Europe. So if you think you know, or you can guess how many listeners and viewers the whole empire has combined, well then give Phil a phone on 853464. That's Phil a phone on 853464.
We are Southside Radio on 300 meters medium wave, SSR, on the air 7 days a week, just for you.
You, you, we like what you like. You are the music we play.
You.
We do it for you.
SSR, Southside Radio, 300 meters, medium wave.
Another brief news scene for you today at 12. Today, of course, is the 17th anniversary of Radio Caroline. Don't forget our special tribute will be broadcast at 12:30. Just after, we have a big, nice, long chat with Stan Jones, our Northwest Britain FRC correspondent. And he's loads of tapes and things of Liverpool and Manchester. Free radio. I can't wait. That's Stan Jones on the FRC between, well, I'd say around about 20 past and half past 12. Anyway, remember, Radio Caroline is rumored to be returning today. So keep an ear out. I've been in touch now with a couple of people in London, and they say that there is no ship out there, no brand new ship for Radio Caroline to broadcast from. That, however, doesn't mean much, because, of course, they don't have to return from the North Sea. Anyway, keep an ear out for Radio Caroline. Now, a brand new radio station has been heard testing from the South Dublin Hills. Wavelength is 406 meters, 734 kilohertz. And the station will be known as Radio Leinster, with a mailing address of 22 Herbert Street in Dublin. And reception reports are required. So best of luck to Danny Hughes and all the gangs there as Radio Leinster. Hope all goes very, very well for you. Now, a couple of rumours that the new TV station in Dublin has been seen or heard testing. Quite a few people telling me that they've heard and seen various test transmissions. However, any certain news of their activities would be gratefully received, and 853464 is the number. Perhaps you'd like to hold back your news there for a few minutes until we finish our competition at around about 12:45. So that's Free Radio News, gang, this week, and time now for station news, very, very briefly. To help give some rather unfortunate youngsters a better Easter, SSOR organised an Easter egg appeal, and what a success it was too. Several hundred eggs were received and were distributed to the St. Joseph and Cottage homes in Dunleary. So thank you all very much. Great to know that there are still some kind-hearted people out there. Well done. Now, on Good Friday, SSOR was off the air all day. And during that time, major renovations were carried out to the studio, including the complete refitting of all the equipment in a brand new console. So a word of congratulations to Paul there. Nice work. So that's about it from Free Radio and Radio and Station News, all combined at 12 midday. More for you next week at 12. You're tuned to Southside Radio 24 hours a day from the Hotel Victor in Dunlara. Let's have another memory, this time from Martha and the Muffins. And a kind of one-hit wonder, because their follow-up to this didn't do well at all. This is a great song, though. Gets you into a good mood on Easter Sunday. It's called Echo Big.
Far away in time, Echo Beach. Far away in time, Echo Beach. Far away.
That's another oldie for you on the program this morning from Martha and the Muffins. All about that Echo Beach at 12 minutes after 12 midday on Southside Radio. And we'll have Stan Jones along with us in around about 10 minutes time. And hopefully we'll have a rather interesting chat with him. Then at 12:30, it's our second big feature as a tribute to Radio Caroline. We're playing a load of their jingles from the 1960s. So we look forward to that. Here's Sheba right now on the program. Winner of the National Song Contest.
Rushing for the papers every day.
Horoscope.
Find out what the stars have got to say about the fortunes that are on the way. It's crazy.
Easter time on SSR with the winner of the National Song Contest, Sheba, and their current single called Horoscopes.
Summertime is here.
Wait a moment.
Why? It's sunny and warm.
What have you done about your heating system?
I don't need heating.
You will do next winter. Then you'll wish you listened to me.
Yes, you're right. I should call in D&J Patterson now and have a solid fuel heating system installed. It'll give me lashings of hot water and cozy central heating at much less than the price of oil. And D&J Patterson are so quick and clean.
Yes, but what about their free surveys and estimates, backup service and finance facilities?
Of course. That's why central heating means D&J Patterson at 15 to 16 George's Place, Dunleary. Phone 801-981.
Young lady, you know you're getting quite good.
Welcome to the start of the 1981 bike shop race. The bikes are on the grid, and they're off. Into the lead goes the Bray Honda Center with an amazing selection of bikes.
The Bray Honda Center is selling brand new, fully guaranteed Honda motorcycles at up to £450 off recommended retail price. The 250 NA at £1,299, the 400 NA at £1,440, and the superb water-cooled CX500 at £1,740. The Bray Honda Center will arrange HP, deliver your bike anywhere in Ireland, sell you a helmet or clothing, and supply you with spares. You can even choose the color of your new machine from Honda's color chart. The Bray Honda Center, open 5 p.m. to 12 midnight weekdays and all day Saturday and Sunday at 8 Duncairn Avenue, Bray. Or phone 829373 anytime.
And as the Bray Honda Center takes their checkered flag, they prove nobody else in Ireland can match their incredible prices. It's fantastic.
Tucked away in a shop in Dunleary is a man called Ken Kelly. You've probably passed his premises hundreds of times and never even knew he was there. Because Ken Kelly is a bit exclusive. He's a great many years' experience at his chosen profession. And to prove it, He's a member of the Guild of Master Craftsmen. Ken Kelly is a master jeweler. He makes, sells, and repairs jewelry at his workshops opposite the Dunleary Shopping Centre. He's exclusive, but not at all expensive. And his aim is to look after all your jewelry and watchmaking requirements personally and with great care. Not everybody knows Ken Kelly, but then not everybody wants the best. Ken Kelly Jewelers, 15 to 16 Upper George Street, Dunleary, opposite the Dunleary Shopping Centre. The entrance is beside Moody's Pub, or phone 806-837.
Take someone special out for a meal this weekend at the Wishbone Restaurant in Sandy Cove for an excellent service and friendly atmosphere. Open today, Easter Sunday, 12 midday to 10 p.m. Also open tomorrow between 12 midday and 10 p.m. Easter Monday. Wishing all our patrons a very happy Easter from all the staff at the Wishbone Restaurant in Sandy Cove.
Ladies, come and see our great new range of cottons for spring and summer at Tony Whelan's of Dunleary. There's jeans and tops in fashionable pastel shades by Pepe and Wally's, and a range of summer wear that's cool, comfortable, and just right for those sunny days ahead. Tony Whelan, the in-store at 57 to 58 Georgia Street, Dunleary.
From the Tourists, and that's called I Only Wanna Be With You. This is Southside Radio from the Victor at 21 minutes after 12 midday. And a big treat for all of you out there on this Easter Sunday, because straight over on the last sailing from Holyhead is Mr. Stan Jones, our Northwest Britain FRC correspondent. Hi, Stan.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
Great.
Good sailing?
Fine. Only one thing, it was the Liverpool-Dublin.
Liverpool-Dublin. Can't be right the whole time. Anyway, you're over for how long?
Just a few days of the Easter weekend, really. Go back Wednesday or Thursday.
At least you've good weather anyway.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. Listen, the main thing we want to talk to you about on the FRC Ireland programme, because, of course, this programme is mainly to do with radio, is the radio scene over in Liverpool at the moment. Now, I know that we were running a few programs from the FRC England from Dave Simpson at Radio Eleanor, and they sort of kept us up to date until around about a month ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the latest? What stations are on the air, for instance, in Liverpool at the moment?
Well, in Liverpool at present, there are only really two radio stations which can be relied on. That is Maisonland Alternative Radio and Radio Jackie North. There are other smaller stations which are more of a local scene, whereby one can lose the signal if one walks round the corner, but two radio stations, NAR and Radio Jackie North.
I see. Now, of course, the scene is slightly different to over here in Ireland. For instance, mm-hmm. over here in Ireland, if a station gets on the air, it might as well broadcast 24 hours a day.
Right.
What would be the average hours, say, of Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Well, Merseyland Alternative Radio come on the air at 10 in the morning and go through till midnight at present. In May, they, however, will be continuing all through the night on the Sunday transmission and ending approximately 9 or 10 on the Sunday morning.
Why now? I mean, why can't they be on the air 24 hours a day? I mean, that is a question I know the answer, but I mean, obviously our listeners won't.
Well, the thing is that the GPO doesn't really approve of free radio stations, as opposed to over in Ireland, where the government keeps a blind eye to a certain extent. So if a radio station attempts to go on more longer than, shall we say, the weekend hours, then the GPO are around and may intervene and confiscate the transmitter.
Yeah, because certainly I know over here in Ireland, up to around about 1978, the post office were raiding the stations if they could find them.
Right.
So obviously the stations in Britain keep their identity secret.
Well, generally the radio stations, they'll be located in a residential block of flats, so coming and going of people is low key, and there's no real evidence of the radio station being there. And as soon as the customs or GPO enter the building, then the radio station will shut down. But from outside the building, the customs can't take proper levels to actually locate the transmitters. It's very complex, really.
Of course, these buildings are so big that there are so many rooms inside, and as soon as the GPO are seen coming around the corner, when the station goes off the air, they would never, ever be able to go through all the rooms to try and find the radio station. That's pretty good.
You see, in a hotel, they could possibly get one search warrant to find the station. When you're talking about a 15 or 20 story block of flats with I don't know how many flats on each level, it's a complicated business to locate it. They could say perhaps indicate that it was between the 6th and 10th floors. It's still a lot of flats to locate.
Yeah, of course, this sounds, you know, great fun. You're broadcasting there, you're being a little bit naughty broadcasting for a few hours, but it's not that funny when they do in fact catch you.
Oh no, only recently Matt Black was held up in Wallasey Court and arrested for using an illegal transmitter. Matt Black being a DJ on NAR, he admitted his guilt and got fined, but the fines go up with time and with experience breaking the law.
Yeah, because I know personally that the British government just absolutely deplore anything to... deplore anything to do at all with pirate radio or offshore radio.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt you've heard the stories about people displaying Radio Caroline car stickers and taken to court.
Apparently it's part of the Marine Offences Act that advertising an offshore... an offshore station, apparently, is against the law, whereas a land-based pirate can be advertised or advertised on with safety, which is why a few of these pirates are operating at the weekend and bringing their own cult audience.
And they have their own advertisers advertising with spot ads like we have here.
Advertising is no problem, really, but as far as the GPO are concerned, if a pirate station were to go all week, like Southside Radio, then people would rely on the station and would turn to it away from the IBA and BBC alternatives, and that is what they don't want.
That's in fact what I was coming to next. People might get the impression that the radio scene in Liverpool might be like what we had over here, say, 5-6 years ago, where we just had RTE with perhaps 4 or 5 hours of pop a week and then these pirate stations filling up the vacuum. There is, of course, an independent alternative in Britain, which there isn't here at the moment.
Right. Radio City operates from Liverpool and is controlled by the Independent Broadcasting Authority. And in addition, we have BBC Radio Manchester and BBC Radio Merseyside and Piccadilly Radio, all receivable in the same area, together with the national services, and other fringe areas get more stations. So the choice of radio stations which are actually licensed is vast. And it's these radio stations which would lose advertising to the pirates.
So that's another difference between the scene over in Liverpool and the scene here. We're, that's all the local radio stations, the pirate radio stations in Ireland, we're trying to work towards independent commercial radio, which you have already in Britain. Mm-hmm. So your guys over there are really looking for free radio, mm-hmm. where anybody can come on the air and broadcast, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Well, Britain has always been renowned for its freedom of speech, and it's only recently whereby one gentleman attempted to take over the Times newspaper, Rupert Murdoch, and he was in control of the News of the World, and the Monopolies Commission got onto him. Imagine what the Monopolies Commission would do to the RBA and BBC, which have a monopoly of the airwaves. Yeah. Really, a free radio station should be an enterprise whereby the DJ on the air presents his programme his way and has no real restriction.
So that is the idea over in Britain at the moment, at 28 and a half minutes, or almost 29 minutes after 12 midday on Southside Radio from Dublin and the International FRC programme. We're approaching 12:30. We still have a lot more to talk to Stan about, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a jingle here from Merseyland Alternative Radio. Stan, in fact, recorded some MAR yesterday, and he has a couple of jingles for us and also a programme extract. What exactly is this programme extract you have for us?
Well, it's a quite interesting conversation with Mr. Mike Stand. He's reading a letter out sent to him by the BBC. It's referring to the BBC's harmonics on the Caroline frequency. Now, I'd like to say goodbye to Mr. Stan, because Mike Stan is leaving MAR as of this weekend, so today's the last day you can hear him, and he may be back later on, we hope so.
That's a great name. No, what I was saying there was that's a great name, Mike Stan.
It was as good as polystyrene.
Excellent. Okay, look, we'll listen to that jingle then from MAR and straight into the programme extract from Mike Stand, and from that into a piece of music from Thin Lizzy.
Yes, there's a letter in this from the BBC. Because a couple of weeks back, Herb wrote to me and reckoned that the BBC were jamming out a channel that was going to be used by Radio Caroline. This one says, "Dear Mike, final note here. I got the answer off the BBC about the Radio 1 and 3 on 963, and the letter is enclosed. It seems to be nothing to do with Caroline, and the BBC actually caused interference. After ploughing through magazines and books, the explanation looks okay. There is also a BBC sticker for you to destroy after you have read what's on it." That's the one which says, "The best bargain in the world of home entertainment. Before I forget, I obviously had to use an assumed name on my letter to them. The BBC say that the level of the signal on 963 is well within specification, but it can be picked up at Risley as well as Eccles, so it's a bit sloppy of them. And then there's a bit about Radio Rag, which somebody was asking me about a week or so back. Radio Rag, of course, a student radio station from Manchester. It says it was on from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, then again on the following Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and only the Friday the week after. That was about 6 weeks ago. Then Free Radio Manchester seems to be coming into shape on 94.6 on Sundays about 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are asking for helpers to help out at the moment. Radio Andromeda was on as well on Wednesday the April the 8th on 94.6 VHS. Nice break to the week that. They were on from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and said they were on the Pennines and will broadcast again on April the 22nd. So that's Radio Andromeda from the Pennines. They'll be back on April the 22nd, probably on the same time, between 8:30 and 10:30 on a Wednesday night on 94.6 VHS. That's it for now. I still think the BBC are being very sloppy indeed in transmitting where they should not be, and I never noticed it interfering with Caroline during the day when they were a bit weak. I nearly forgot. Thanks for the car stickers. I must have been lucky to get a plastic one now they have run out. Many thanks from Herbs in Eccles." Well, there's a couple of lines to anybody who's interested in the technical side of radio, when Herbs was mentioning a couple of weeks back about the interference on 963 kilohertz. And he thought maybe they were jamming the Caroline frequency deliberately. And enclosed in the letter is the one from the British Broadcasting Corporation, which says, "Dear Sir, thank you for your letter on the 28th of March. If you're not technically minded, by the way, this one won't mean a light to you. All right. The signal you are hearing on 963 kilohertz is an intermodulation product occurring in the Moorside Edge aerial combining unit. Obviously, listeners close to the transmitter can hear this, but the level of it is well within specification. The mechanism of the extraneous signal is 2 times radio 1 minus radio 3, which equals 963 kilohertz. And that is signed C.L. Hope, the Engineering Information Department of the BBC. And then underneath there is an equation which works out radio 1 on 275 doubled, which is 2 by 1,089 kilohertz, minus radio 3, which is 1,215 kilohertz, and the answer comes out to be exactly 963 kilohertz.
From Thin Lizzy, from their brand new LP, a collection of their greatest hits, A Killer on the Loose, live rock music, Sunday morning, 22 minutes before 1 o'clock, and it's Mark Boland with a rather bad cold, till 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, the brand new survey of sound. We're talking currently to Stan Jones from Southport, 20 miles north of Liverpool, about 20 miles, isn't it?
About 20 miles, yeah.
Mm. And Stan, of course, is very, very into free radio over there, and he gives us all the latest news on the free radio scene over in Liverpool at the moment. Now, we haven't got that much time left, Stan, but could you give us the various frequencies and wavelengths of the pirate radio stations in Liverpool and Manchester? And perhaps people would be able to receive them over here, because I know in England you can receive the Irish radio stations.
Right. Well, the Irish radio stations have more power, obviously. But Radio Jackie North has been heard in Ireland on 1395 kilohertz, that's 217 metres on the medium wave band.
Right.
Merseyland Alternative Radio, they have a much stronger and powerful signal on 1125 kilohertz, on the medium wave band. That's 266 meters. Both stations were operating on the weekends and can be heard most of the day, light hours. Radio Free Manchester, as was mentioned by Mike Stapp, is operating from Manchester with a 7-watt transmitter on the FM band and idle pretty well to get it on the coast 30 miles away, so there's not much chance of that really until the gentleman behind Radio Free Manchester buys himself a shortwave transmitter. But that's on 94.6 megahertz for any of our listeners in Northwest Britain, which I know we certainly do have.
Great, and that actually is pretty amazing, getting that radio station on 7 watts. You gave me a recording there. In fact, we can play it on the program today because we've got to process it to make it, you know, playable on the air. But that is pretty amazing.
Yes, well, actually, I rigged up a shortwave aerial, which didn't do too well in the shortwave, but was bringing in FM pirates. I live in Southport, and I can listen to FM radio stations from Dublin, RT Radio 2, and even from Wolverhampton in the West Midlands.
Tell you what, Stan, next time we have you on the FRC, we must have a feature about aerials, because you have all these amazing designs, you know, from putting fire guards in front of radios to polarized signals and to block out incoming interference, to using shortwave aerials for FM. Absolutely amazing. This guy is genius. Thank you very much, Stan, for coming into the FRC studio this Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
And enjoy the rest of your visit to Ireland. Great. Stan Jones from Liverpool there at 19 minutes before 1 o'clock.
On the south side, we are the only one. SSR. You have made us the best.
You, we live where you live. We play where you play. Yeah, we do. You made us part of a kind. You. That's why we keep you in mind. You. We're playing for you.
Southside Radio, 300 meters, 1,000 kilohertz in the medium wave band.
On we go with the music. We'll try and get that second big feature all about Radio Caroline. The Caroline jingles in before 1 o'clock. Here's the 3 degrees and the runner. And our competition's doing well at the moment. We've had guesses of between 900 and 200 million for our question for this week. We want you to guess how many listeners and viewers Radio and Tele Luxembourg, the whole broadcasting empire there, have throughout Europe. And we have the exact number. Compliments from Radio Luxembourg's program administrator, Lyndon Holloway. And the nearest guest will win the lucky person that Super Radio, a multi-band transistor portable, sponsored by Casino Entertainments in London. Now you have around about, I'd say, 4 or 5 minutes to get through to Phil on the phones there on Dublin 853464. And I believe at the moment we have an international caller there listening to us on the shortwave. So we'll be saying hi to him or her after the next record. This is Southside Radio from the Hotel Victor. I'll give you our mailing address once again. It's SSOR, the Hotel Victor. And Victor, of course, is spelled V-I-C-T-O-R, Dunlaoghaire. And that is spelled D-U-N-L-A-O-I-R-E, County Dublin in the Republic of Ireland. Back with some music from Olivia Newton-John after this.
Now, for the very first time in Ireland, is a Chinese restaurant specializing in Peking cuisine. Peking cuisine is exclusive to Ireland, but so is Le Rendezvous. It's different. It's special. But Le Rendezvous also cater for a full range of European dishes. For reservations, phone 803-205. Le Rendezvous, the restaurant with a difference, where you can wine, dine in a relaxing atmosphere, and dance to the very latest sounds under the most exotic lighting system in Ireland. Le Rendezvous, open every evening from 6 p.m. till 2 in the morning. Georgia Street, Dunleary, 100 yards from the People's Park. Phone 803-205.
Summertime is here.
Wait a moment.
Why? It's sunny and warm.
What have you done about your heating system?
I don't need heating.
You will do next winter. Then you'll wish you listened to me.
Yes, you're right. I should call in D&J Patterson now and have a solid fuel heating system installed. It'll give me lashings of hot water and cozy central heating at much less than the price of oil. And D&J Patterson are so quick and clean.
Yes, but what about their free surveys and estimates, backup service and finance facilities?
Of course. That's why central heating means D&J Patterson at 1516 George's Place, Dunleary. Phone 801-981.
Young lady, you know you're getting quite good.
Take someone special out for a meal this weekend at the Wishbone Restaurant, Sandy Cove, for an excellent service and friendly atmosphere. Open today, Easter Sunday, from 12 midday to 10 p.m. Also open tomorrow, Easter Monday, from 12 midday to 10 p.m. also. Wishing all our patrons a very happy Easter from all the staff at the Wishbone Restaurant in Sandy Cove.
For the ultimate in hair and body care, visit Melanie's Hair and Beauty Salon at the Hotel Victor. Treat yourself to a hairdo in luxurious surroundings with professional expert staff. Or visit our beauty salon, where you can have the latest treatment in facials, electrolysis, waxing, manicures, makeup, ear piercing, and slimming treatments, such as quick, slim, or slender tone. Have a massage or sauna in our fabulous Scandinavian sauna. Melanie's Hair and Beauty Salon at the Hotel Victor, Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary. Telephone 853-555.
It's a knockout sale and Deskelly Carpets, 129 Cromwell Court Road, Walkinstown. We will supply your hall, stairs, landing, dining room and sitting room with Axminster design carpet at the sacrifice price of only £199. Yes, £199. There's bargains galore and we have the largest selection of the finest quality carpets in Ireland. Always thousands of rows in stock and carpets fitted and felted free within 24 hours. Deskelly Carpets, 129 Cromwellsport Road, Walkinstown, open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m., and we're open till 9 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays. Deskelly, for quality and personal service, always.
Set up with bad television reception? Then contact the professionals. Prendergast TV aerials at Dublin, 722-747. Whether your aerial or tower is going up or coming down, Prendergast are the experts in television and CB aerials. Call Prendergast TV aerials today at Dublin 722-747.
The colours of Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia is a fantastic place for a holiday. There's always something new and exciting and different to see and do. It's a friendly city. Springtime in Melbourne, that's September through November, is just beautiful, with Melbourne's world-famous parks and gardens a blaze of colour. And of course, there's top racing too, with the Derby, the Oaks and the Melbourne Cup all contested during the spring. Summer in Melbourne, December through February, means beach weather, with surfing and sunbaking for everyone, and plenty of top cricket and tennis and golf. Melbourne in autumn, March through May, is a sightseer's paradise, with the trees turning red and gold all around, and the internationally acclaimed Moomba Festival happening right throughout the city. Melbourne, Australia. Come and see Melbourne. Fares start at a low, low £422 one way, or £639 return, ex-Dublin. When you book through Club Travel, 30 Lower Abbey Street, Dublin. Phone Dublin 72992. Why don't you come and see
Melbourne? Ladies, come and see our great new range of cottons for spring and summer at Tony Whelan's of Dunleary. There's jeans and tops in fashionable pastel shades by Pepe and Wally's, and a range of summer wear that's cool, comfortable, and just right for those sunny days ahead. Tony Whelan, the in-store at 57 to 58 Georgia Street, Dunleary.
The Red Corner Shop does it again! We've got 3 containers of bankrupt stock, which must be cleared within 2 weeks! Yes, 3 containers full! And we're offering all this fabulous furniture to you for virtually nothing! Everything must go in 14 days, regardless of cost, and no reasonable offer will be refused. There's never been a sale like it. This time we've gone completely mad! We're giving it all away, and you can't afford to miss us. Hurry, hurry, hurry to the Red Corner Shop for the sale of the century. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street, open 7 days a week.
Totally Hot. Olivia Newton-John. And A Little More Love. 4.5 minutes before 1 o'clock on Southside Radio, and brand new Southside Radio car stickers, triangular shaped with Southside Radio 300 on them, are now available for free. Just send a stamped addressed envelope and we'll send you an SS or car sticker. Forget Rising and show everyone what your favorite station is this summer. And we'll say hi now to Brian Daly. Brian is listening at the moment on the shortwave in Carlow. Both the shortwave compliments of Westside Radio. Thank you, Prince Terry. Especially for Brian Daly. A bit of disco, Donna Summer. Tour from the Victor, the big one in Dublin. Dublin's only international free radio program, the FRC Ireland program, is 1 minute before 1 o'clock. And that's about it on our competition for today. We were asking you to guess the number of listeners and viewers to Radio Tele Luxembourg, all the various services here, over there. Still saying here because I was over there a year ago and I had an absolutely marvelous time using the equipment there in the Radio Luxembourg studio. I think we'll give you the results of our competition right now. The exact number, and this is straight from the horse's mouth, straight from their English program administrator, Lyndon Holloway, is, would you believe, 40 million. You see? 40 million. And some rather strange answers. I see here that one guy called Gordon Hayden predicted 100,000, and that went straight up to Adrian Lee with 150 million. And another one here, I'm not really laughing, from Aidan Manning, he said 4,000. But in fact, you see, Radio Luxembourg really is an English service, a German service, a French service, a service for Holland, another service for Italy, plus two television stations. And between them all, they capture that 40 million. So there we are. Now, the lucky winner is, we see here that Jacqueline O'Neill of 19 Longford Terrace, Monkstown, predicted 36 million. Well done, Jackie, not far off. But in fact, we did get a winner with exactly 40 million. And in fact, I think it was a combined effort because Baldrick Kennedy and Declan Fagan both put their names forward for this. Now, apparently they both live at Two Church Villas, Cabin Chile. And congratulations to you both. And you win another super multi-band transistor portable radio sponsored by Casino Entertainments in London. And we'll have that to you during the coming week. And Anne May, wasn't it? Wasn't it Anne May who won our competition last week? Well, Anne, Philip O'Connor, producer of the FRC Ireland program, will be along to you this afternoon with your prize. So I think that's about all the multi-band transistor portable radios we have from Casino Entertainment in London. However, we're trying to get something worked out whereby we'll be able to give you out a CB, an aerial, plus a power supply every week on the FRC. That hopefully in around about 2 months' time. It'll take a little bit of time to get everything sorted out. Right, it's 1 minute after 1 o'clock, running slightly over time. We've a lot to fit into the FRC Ireland programme this morning. The final record, or one of the final records, is from Bagatelle. Summer in Dublin, play this very, very specially for Zoe Hilton up there in Rathmichael in the Dublin Hills. Hope you like this one, Zoe.
Last night on the
the Late Late Show. Absolutely excellent stuff. Didn't see it myself, but a lot of people said to me this morning how good they were. Like a tell from last summer and summer in Dublin at 7 minutes after 1 o'clock on the FRC Ireland program from Southside Radio. We promised you earlier we'd play you some Radio Caroline jingles before we finished the program. We were supposed to play them at 12:30, but we had a rather long and interesting chat with Stan Jones from Liverpool over here on holiday at the moment. So we keep our promises on the FRC, so here we are now, around about 3 minutes of Radio Caroline jingles, seeing it's the 17th anniversary of Caroline.
Presenting Caroline Headline News and Weather. This has been Caroline Newsbeat.
As our special tribute to the 17th anniversary of Radio Caroline, some Radio Caroline jingles there. Hope you enjoyed them. And I must, in fact, give you the address for the company in Britain which supplies the full double LP version of the Radio Caroline story. I'll give you that sometime between now and the end of the program. So watch out for it. Get a pen and paper together because it's a rather complicated one. Right, Southside Radio from the Victor with some music now, especially for Paul. This is Peter Sarstedt, back in time. And where do you go to? Why not?
You talk like Marlene Dietrich. And you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain. And there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do.